right, I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. The mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. If you ever find yourself in a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission. We are on a mission trying to build these strong businesses here. We're trying to put people to work. So if you're out there in radio land, if you're starting a business, if you know somebody who's starting a business, you need to have them to come on over to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are definitely on a mission here today. I'd like to welcome everybody out there in radio land, everybody who's tuning in on Facebook, everybody who's tuning here at Radio One. We're broadcasting live out of Silver Spring, Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C. Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Now, I'm Robert Gatewood, and my company is Gatewood Marketing and Web, and we are a business development company. We help folks who are trying to start a business, people who are trying to get... I'm Robert Gatewood, and my company is Gatewood Marketing and Web, and we are a business development company. We help folks who are trying to start a business, people who are trying to get their business going, people who are trying to get out here and become economically empowered. I like that song, "We Got to Give More Power to the People," because what it's really all about is about showing people how to become economically empowered. And one of the best ways to do that is through business development and starting yourself a successful business. And you would not have a successful business, I'm going to tell you that right now, if you don't understand marketing. Marketing is about building those stakeholders, getting those customers, clients, vendors, and everybody that needs to make a business successful. And that's why Marketing Pulpit has made such an impact over the past 10 years that we have been on the air. That's right, 10 years. We'll be 10 years next May.
Wow.
And, man, we're going to have ourselves a party. It's going to be a party up in here.
I'm going to have to be there.
Felicia Day is gearing up already. See, she already picking out a party dress. I'd like to welcome my co-host today, Ms. Felicia Day. She is an accountant. She is a numbers person. And, man, Felicia Day, welcome to the show.
You know what? Hey, Robert. Hey, everybody.
And now, Felicia Day, glad again to have you here today. What are you going to talk about later on?
Well, I'm going to tie into what you're talking about, why small businesses need to really know their numbers. And it's relative now, but it's most important, especially with the slowing economy that's approaching us, Robert.
That's a good topic. That's a good topic. You got to know those numbers. And I tell you what, that's what I'm going to talk about later on in the show. Are your political views, or your views in general, hurting your brand? Now, it's going to be a little controversial to some people, because some of us got some very strong views about things, and rightly so. We have causes. We have belief systems. We think things should be a certain way, and they're not. And then sometimes we put that information out there in the universe, and it ends up coming back to hurt us. So what I'm going to talk about at the 11:15 hour is, are your views, political or otherwise, hurting or helping your brand? I want you to think about this, because we're in a very politically charged environment right now. Everything is being watched. Everybody's got phones recording. Everybody is screenshotting people's comments on social media. So you need, as a business owner, you need to think about and weigh, is this hurting or helping your business? We're going to talk about that coming up at the 11:15 hour. Also today, we have a special guest, Miss Teen Global Maryland, Miss Martina Myers. She's going to be joining us at the 10:45 hour. She's going to talk about this cause she's promoting, helping people who are deaf or blind and have hearing disabilities. And she's also going to talk about how we can take tragedy and turn it into something great, and to actually motivate us to do to carry out some of the, you know, take care of some of the ills that are plaguing our society. So we definitely want you to hang around for Miss Martina. And we're also going to dedicate this show to Jada Marie. And we'll talk about the significance of that when Martina comes on at 10:45. So we got a great show here, folks. Tune in. If you have a business owner, if you're a business owner, or if you know somebody who's in the business arena, then have them to join us today on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. And what we're all about is helping people become successful in business. You can find out more about my company by going to gatewoodmarketing.com. And you can also find my information on marketingpulpit.com. I'm on Facebook at Marketing Pulpit. I'm on Twitter at Marketing Pulpit. I am on Instagram at Marketing Pulpit. I'm also all things Marketing Pulpit. Also, you can go find out more information about my guest, Ms. Falachide. She is on the Marketing Pulpit, of course. Where else can they find you, Falachide?
On everywhere, social media. My first name is spelled F-O-L-A-S-A-D-E, Falachide the Accountant. You can also check me out on Radio Network each and every Tuesday, outside of when I'm here with Robert on every second Friday.
All right. And everybody who's tuning in on Facebook, I see Leon, I see Mr. Gill, people in North Carolina, people here in the Washington, D.C. area, thank you for tuning in. And thank you also for helping make this show the success that it has been for the past 9-plus years, going on to number 10. I'm going to talk about quickly some things that are happening in the news, because we have to contextualize what's happening. We do not live in a vacuum, so we have to keep you abreast, because these things actually affect us. For instance, Sears and Kmart are about to close 21 Sears and 5 Kmart stores in October. Now, that's, I'm going to tell you why that matters. Because if you're not staying abreast of what technology is doing to the retail space, and you're about to open up a shop. I remember over here in Largo, Maryland, right up the street, not far from here, right, not far from my office, there was a shopping center opened not too long ago for Lunch Day. I mean, it was like fanfare, ribbon cuttings, babies kissing. There was the, we had Anchor stores, Barnes and Nobles. All these. Yeah. It's a ghost town now.
It's empty, Robert.
They're gone.
Got it. Okay.
And it was almost like that was the tipping point of what, it was like that was the line that we crossed over. It was the what we call the canary in the mine of what's going to happen to retail spaces in general. So you, as a business owner, when you get these, you're going to get somebody that's going to contact you with a great retail space deal, and they're going to tell you, man, this space is so good. We got this low square footage. You better think about this. All that, I mean, you just can't base everything on price. So be aware, if you are in the retail space, and start looking at other distribution channels. The hot distribution channels right now, of course, is home delivery.
Yeah.
As we see by Uber and Amazon and all these other places. That has become the new norm. So be aware, you will see more of these stores closing. As a matter of fact, right on the heels of that, Walgreens is closing 200 stores.
I didn't even know about that one,
What's
Robert.
What's going on there, Felicia?
You know what? To be really honest with you, Robert, if you notice, the customer service is lacking. Like we don't want to even come to the stores. The people are nasty. Like, I think that also plays a lot into it. We're coming out, but if we're not being treated the way we feel like we deserve, we're not coming back.
I don't think they really want to. I think they have shifted their focus now. They're putting their money, their resources, and their attention in AI, artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. So they don't really care if you don't like the person behind the desk. I'm kind of being exaggerating, but they're not as concerned about whether or not you like that person behind the counter anymore, because you go to McDonald's, you go to the banks, everything has kiosks now. Mm-hmm. So I want you to give this some thought if you're thinking about going into the retail space. Also, take some of that energy and some of those resources and look at some of these more advanced and technological distribution channels. Just a little inside information. Just a little inside information. Let's see. What else is going on? Lyft is actually, and the war between Lyft and Uber is cooling down. Lyft is really socking it to Uber these days. Uber has had a lot of bad PR, and Lyft is kind of like have picked up the slack where Uber has left off.
And they charge too much now, Robert, as far as I'm concerned. They charge too much now. I use it like every weekend for my family. They're going up because I know they notice that feud that they're winning now. So,
Yeah, I agree. I use them every now and then. But That's a battle that's continuing to wage. Now, here's one. Brandon Lamphere's store closing. Pizza Hut is closing 500 of its dine-in restaurants. What is going on? Once again, because people are using things like Grubhub, they're using Uber Eats, they're using these different types of services. So anybody who's going into that restaurant space, just like I mentioned earlier, who's going into the retail space, you have to be aware. Now, this is not only for we're talking about distribution channels, but in general, when you're starting a company, you have to understand the industry life cycles. Every industry goes through a cycle. And sometimes, even though that industry might survive, the way it survives, it may it reinvents itself. It becomes something totally different. I remember when back then, a few years ago, when everybody switched from regular sedans to SUVs.
Yeah.
It was like you couldn't give a car away. Now they flip back to cars again. So when you're looking at your business model, don't base it on where you are. You have to look ahead. You have to plan. You have to do your research. So whether you're starting a restaurant, whether you're starting a retail shop, to selling clothing, whether you're doing hair. One of my clients right now, her way of delivering hair is almost like an Uber model.
Oh, wow.
They're like the Uber of hair salons. So don't sit on the sidelines and complain if you're a business owner. Jump in the game. That's why you talk to a guy like Robert Gatewood, this guy I heard about named Robert Gatewood, who's a marketing guru, master of Svengali. Wait a minute, I'm talking about myself. You don't have to pick me, but you got to talk to somebody. Talk to somebody, folks, before you go out and spend all your money. Just talk to somebody who's in the industry. I had somebody contact me yesterday, Felicia Day, this young lady. She was about to buy a franchise. And I'm a franchise consultant among the million other hats that I wear. And she did what many people don't do. She said, look, I'm at the bank. I'm trying to get my money right, but I need to talk to somebody who knows how this thing works. So we had a conversation, and she wrote me back after the conversation, and she said some of the information that I gave her helped her decide that maybe this was not the time. Now, every conversation does not mean you don't need a cheerleader. You need somebody to give you some sound information, so you may decide to go or not. Now, here's the last thing, and it's going to lead me into my sermon later on in the show. Equinox and SoulCycle, two of gyms of fitness centers, they are on the hot water right now because their boss, their owner, Stephen Ross, is sponsoring a Trump fundraiser in the Hamptons. So these celebrities all over the internet are dropping their memberships in Equinox.
Oh my gosh.
And SoulCycle. Now that goes back to my topic that I'm going to talk about coming up at 11:15. All your affiliations, all your views, all the people that you associate with, are they hurting or helping your brand? Because sometimes in our zeal we feel like we're independent, we feel like we are free, and that we're not beholden to anybody. That's one of the reasons we get into business in the first place. It's like, hey, I'm free. I mean, I say that on this show all the time. Hey, I'm free. I don't have to answer to anybody. But what about your stakeholders?
Yes.
How is that going to affect them and your employees, your vendors, your suppliers? We're going to talk about that coming up at 11:15. Coming up after the break, we're going to have Miss Martina Myers, Miss Teen Global Maryland. She's going to come on and talk about some of her causes and what she's trying to do out here. Marketing Pulpit, we're going to be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
This traffic update is sponsored by KFC. Delays remain on the Beltway, although lanes are open. The crash activity, Outer Loop after River Road. We continue to see jammed traffic from I-270 heading into Cabin John. Also, I-270 southbound still heavy and slow for the accident activity. In southeast, M Street is closed between 1st Street and Cushing Place for a pretty serious accident with authorities on the scene. BW Parkway with some southbound slowing from 198 to Powder Mill. Mill Road. Just be alert, it may be a work zone there. For sure, we've got the work zone on Branch Avenue jammed into Brandywine. Left lane is closed, southbound Branch Avenue between Morris Road and the U.S. 301 interchange. Right now, get two KFC Chicken Littles for only $3. They may be Chicken Littles, but this is a big old deal. KFC. 83 degrees, sunshine heading up to 88. I'm Angela Foster on 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
We have a show going here today. We got ourselves going on the show. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We're bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. And if you ever, you can go to marketingpulpit.com and find out all of the listening options. Some people like to hear us. Some people like to see us. But if you want to see us, go to marketingpulpit.com. You can click on that link. And you can go to Radio One and get their app. And you can also listen on Facebook Live. I have also in the studio today, we have our co-host, Ms. Falachide. She's over there. Let me turn down this mic a little bit. Got a little echo going here. All right, that's much better. And also we have my special guest today, Ms. Martina Meyer. This young lady, she is a... I call her a phenom. She is somebody to behold here. She's doing so many different things and just proud of all the things that she's done since the last time she was here back around the end of last year. And some things have happened in her life, and it's a story that I think I'm kind of somber and I'm kind of uplifted all at once. And she'll explain why we're dedicating this show to Jada Marie, and she'll also let us know who Jada Marie is. So welcome to the show, Martina.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm proud to have you today. Why don't you reintroduce yourself to the audience? You were here about a few months ago, but let everybody know who you are and why you're wearing this crown and this beautiful outfit.
Hi, everybody. I'm Martina Myers, Miss Teen Globe, Maryland, United States.
Miss Teen Globe. Now, what is that? How do you get to become Miss Teen Globe, Maryland, United States? What does one have to do?
Well, for this pageant, I'm going to Nationals in L.A. to compete for Miss Teen Globe United States.
Okay, going where now?
To Los Angeles, California.
Ooh, that's good. Well, don't get up in those slot machines out there. They'll take your money. I'm sure your mom won't let you do that anyway. Well, let me ask you this. What titles, some of the other titles that you've won over the years?
I've won Teen Miss Charlottesville, East Coast USA National Supreme, just a lot.
A lot. I've seen your resume and your bio. It was like a mile long. So that was very impressive. Now, I also understand that you are starting a foundation. Tell us about that.
I'm starting a foundation in memory of my sister, Jada Marie Morgenstern.
And what happened to Jada Marie? Please, I mean, if you feel like talking about it.
Well, she...
Well, you don't have to. I mean, I'll help the audience. Martina, when her and her mother contacted me, they were on the show about the end of last year, and I was really impressed with them then. But Martina's sister, who was a very engaging, talented young lady, who was had a couple of causes. She was very versed in sign language. She helped folks with disabilities. And she met an untimely passing through suicide. And so the family reached out to me again, and because Martina is actually picking up the cause of her sister, Jada Marie, and she's actually going to keep that cause going. Now, what are some of the people that are going to be helped by that foundation?
Well, I'm collecting hearing aids for the deaf, mm-hmm. and that is the foundation.
Okay, so the foundation is to help people who are deaf, who are blind, and are hearing impaired. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you have also a social media challenge that's coming up. What's that about?
Well, it's for the national competition, and I've done appearances in community service. I've gone to the Gallaudet Hearing Impaired University and with the sign language interpreters. And
you know any sign language?
I know some.
Let's see. What did I just say?
You.
I'm Zoom. I said, I am Robert. My name is Robert. Okay, all right. That's right, folks. I know about.
Yeah.
I can know. I know a little bit about all the languages.
Classes you're going to be taking.
And what kind of classes are you going to be taking?
I'm going to be taking sign language classes.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to have to get you on this alphabet. As A, B,
C, D, E, F.
Okay. All right. We're trying to show off my little sign language in front of you, in front of my Tina here. Now, tell us about this social media challenge that you're having. Now, what is the winner going to receive? The winner that wins this award, this challenge.
The winner will be Miss Personality.
Miss Personality. Any money involved?
No. This is. Not on this one. You'll go straight to the top six.
You'll go straight to the top six of the competition, though.
Straight to the top six of the competition. Now, let me ask you this. Let's go back to your foundation. And like I said, we're dedicating this show to Jada Marie. Now, tell us a little bit about Jada Marie. I read some of the things that you had sent me. Just tell the audience again so that people really understand why we're dedicating this show to this very talented young lady.
Well, she had a degree in American Sign, and she had a degree in
social sciences and social work.
And
go ahead, Mom. You can tell us.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's still very...
you can talk in that mic right there.
It's still very soon for us.
Okay.
And she and Martina were very, very close.
Okay.
And I think we've had a rough couple days because of some of the... We've been moving some things around at our house, and we've come across some old school papers that were Jada's, you know, just bringing a lot of memories back, and we just had a memorial service for her Sunday, May 2 weeks.
Okay.
This time last year, you know, she was about to begin school and just getting back from a vacation in Orlando where she spent time with just she and Jada.
Right.
I think about 11 glorious days, and they had a blast. And as a mom, it was great to see the two of them do this. But I will go back to Jada. Jada was an incredible young lady. She came up with dyslexia. And amongst other things and learning disabilities, and found her niche with the dyslexia, which was using her hands.
Right.
She was gifted with macrame, origami, and she was ambidextrous.
Okay.
She could use scissors with the left or the right. It didn't matter. Just give it to me. Got this. So she found her niche, and her niche was sign language.
Sign language.
Sign interpreting for the deaf, the hearing impaired. And she worked as a neurodiagnostic screener for Fairfax Inova Hospital, one of the best hospitals in the country,
right?
For quite a few years. And she also did sign language interpreting on the job all throughout the hospital.
Okay.
And she, Martina's tearing up, and she graduated college with honors. Most people ask me when they say, oh, suicide, was she troubled?
Right.
Jada was a gift. Right. Jada was an angel on earth, and now she's an angel in heaven.
You know, Miss Jackson, when your family reached out to me, and like I said, I was really affected by it because I realized what a close family you guys were.
Yes.
And I was also wondering, was it too soon to have you on? But you said you wanted to do this.
Yes.
It was good for you. It was good for the family, and I wanted to show. My appreciation for you and to honor Jada.
Yes.
Now, suicide, we've seen that happen more often in our society. And we do have therapists to come on the show to talk about it, so we're not going to get into the therapist side of it.
Right.
But we just recently we had one of the Kennedy children commit suicide.
Right.
Do you see this as, just your own personal opinion, what do you think that's happening in society in general?
Well, I think that we need to be kinder to each other.
Okay.
I'm going to let Martina take the mic back in a second because she has an anti-bullying campaign and she goes around to schools speaking to children. She's catching them early, kindergarten, first grade, and cultivating kindness. With my daughter, Jada, it was a rare brain condition, a brain disease.
Okay.
And it caused her to become almost completely blind, excruciating headaches. Loss of motor skills, so that affected the sign language interpreting, which crushed her.
Right.
And severe headaches, and it pushed on the part of the brain that caused depression.
Okay.
So it was just physically painful and emotionally painful for her. And she dealt with this for quite a number of years.
It's very heartbreaking, but I'm glad to see that Martina, she's still strong. She's still hanging in there.
Yes.
And she has an anti-bullying campaign. Tell us about that.
I go to schools cultivating kindness and teaching the kids what bullying is and how to stop bullying and speak up against it.
That is so good. So there is, I don't want to say this is, I guess the old saying, there's a silver lining in this cloud, and
yes,
that Martina is picking up some of the causes that was important to Jada. Your family is still strong, and you all guys are the walking example of how people should deal with tragedy. You're strong, you're keeping her memory alive, and you're actually carrying on the causes that was dear and near to her. And I just want to thank you guys. Now, if somebody wants to find out more about how they can support you and your upcoming endeavors, is that something you want to share there, Donna?
Well, you can go on to Facebook. Now, there's quite a few pages. Don't get confused. It's Miss Globe, mm-hmm, Maryland, United States. And if you like the page, like the post, or you can go on www.missglobeunitedstates.com.
Okay.
And I'll let Martina repeat that.
Please, Martina.
So the Facebook page is Miss Globe Maryland United States, or you can go to the website, www.missglobeunitedstates.com.
Well, thank you again, Donna and Martina.
Thank you. Thank you. Donate those hearing aids. If you know anyone that has a hearing aid, they don't need the hearing aid anymore, or they pass away, God forbid, pass away. It's not morbid. Just contact our Facebook page or your local Gallaudet University and donate that hearing aid. It'll be repitched, refitted, and go to a person that really could use it.
Thank you very much. You guys are great. Thank you for joining us on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Folks, that's Martina and Donna. Thanks again. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're going to be right back in a moment. We're going to be talking about those numbers that every business owner should know. And we're also dedicating this show to Jada Marie. Thank you very much. And we'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play and save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code DRIVE for a 20-cent gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code DRIVE. Save money on gas on every fill-up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code DRIVE. That's D-R-I-V-E.
Critics agree, Yora and the Lost City of Gold is the family film you've been searching for.
Go get it!
It's packed with action, full of surprises, and will knock your boots off.
The discovery of a lifetime.
Yora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG, now playing.
Talent, brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We bring you the good marketing gospel. We're dedicating this show to Jada Marie. We just had her sister, Martina, and her mom, Miss Donna Jackson. And, great family. And we can always do something. That's one thing about it. Young lady Jada Marie, she had her challenges, but she never stopped trying to help other people. And I say that sometimes that's the best way to, if you feel like you have some type of challenge, you feel like life isn't treating you right, stop focusing so much on what you don't have and start thinking about some of the other things that other people out here who are struggling to have it worse than you.
But that's the definition of success, gratitude. It starts there.
Amen, amen. I got that thing on your face. Hang on that to the side.
Okay.
Also, I have in the studio today with me, Blanche Day. She's an accountant. She's a numbers person. And she's doing some great things out here helping business owners succeed as far as getting their numbers and their money, right? Later in the show, in the next segment, we're going to talk about are your views and your opinions and your political beliefs, are they hurting or helping your brand? We had two very celebrated stories come up recently, and we're going to talk about that coming up at the next segment. Flasha Day, let's see, welcome again. We're always happy to have you on the show. What you got for us today?
Okay, Robert. So, a lot of you probably have heard on the news or here that a recession is coming. Yeah. And, you need to tighten up, you need to save and all of that good stuff, right? And that's the truth because things are really slowing up, Robert, and it's slowing up quicker than what I anticipated.
You mean the economy is cooling down?
It's everybody's information gig where everybody will buy everything over the water and over the sun. Remember, that's the same thing that happened in a real estate boom. The same thing happened with the information. So one thing I want your audience and for everybody to know is that this is the time where you want to know your numbers. This is the time where the individual business owners that know their numbers, they're going to outbeat the other competition. They're going to stay around. They're going to hang around. And they may end up being profitable during a downtime. If you really think about it, Whole Foods come into every urban community. And I mentioned this before recently when it's during the process of gentrification. Mm-hmm. And so right now, let's think about this. This is the opportunity for people that know their numbers, have their stuff in order, have their marketing in place, know their target to really start dominating because they've saved, they've built the brand, they've already done the work. They need now the positioning. And the positioning comes when everybody else is tapped out, Robert. So I want to talk about three key numbers that every business owner must know of so they can stay afloat, actually stomp the competition and maybe become profitable at their highest level when this economy slow down.
Man, I got my paper and pen.
Look, Robert, so the first number you want to know is your break-even analysis. Ooh. So you want to know how much money is coming in, how much money is coming out, and how much money you need to bring in so you can pay all of your expenses for your business. So your break-even is the amount of revenue or the amount of products or services that you need to sell to be able to cover all of your expenses.
Okay.
If a business owner know that core number, Robert, they're able to control their monthly expenses. They're able to control their annual expenses. They're able to be in complete control over what's going out of their company.
So somebody like that just spending nilly-willy have no idea how it's affecting their break-even. And then they wake up one day and wonder what happened.
Exactly. Because what happens is you keep adding on expenses, but you're not increasing revenue. Mm-hmm. So your break-even analysis actually shows you where you need to be at in terms of revenue to cover everything.
Okay. That's a good number to know.
Mm-hmm. So the next number that everybody needs to know is their cost. And so, some people say cost of goods sold, but I'm going to say cost of business.
Okay.
Okay. So your cost, and this is my coin term, your cost of business is actually not only just the normal expenditures, but everything. Your cost to bring in your cost of your acquisition costs, your Facebook ads, everything. So, for example, when you put your product on the market and when you put your service on the market, what does it cost for you to make money on that product? What is the cost? Is it Facebook ads? Is it a jar? Is it business cards? Is it packaging? Whatever it is, that's your cost of product or your cost of service. The average business do not know that. So they're overspending in marketing. They don't know if they have a return on investment because they're overspending on marketing and they're not looking at the numbers. So you want to know your cost of business. What does it take to bring your product or service completely to the market, to the T? Everything from labels, design, cost, everything.
That's exactly, I love that because one of the fine details in that, and something I preach, it's like one of the foundational aspects of my marketing approach is understanding the cost of acquisition, as you mentioned. If you don't know what it costs to get a customer, and you don't know how much money they spend once they become a customer, you are really just operating in the blind. You don't know if your advertising is working, so you're making misinformed decisions because you don't know those numbers.
Exactly. And then, Robert, this one may hit right on home. Your profitability analysis. Everybody needs to know at what level they have to be profitable. So you have your break even. That shows you how much money you need to cover all of your expenses. Mm-hmm. The next number you need to know is what number or what amount or what at what in accounting we say at what volume,
right.
Okay, at what volume do you need to sell so you can be profitable?
Mm-hmm.
And so the average business owner don't know that, okay, yes, you have that amazing product, but if you sell 10 boo, you're losing money. If you sell 20 boo, you're losing money. If you're selling 30, you're losing money. So with your profitability analysis, it allows you to say, okay, at 50, I am beyond breaking even. Mm-hmm. I am now profitable at XYZ percentage.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like the, I call it the critical mass. Because many companies, they never really reach critical mass.
Exactly.
That means they're always operating down here, and they're long as they're down here, they're not making money.
Mm-mm.
They don't even know it, though.
No, they don't know it.
That's the sad part about it.
And that's scary to
it's
me,
like,
though,
I
Robert.
I got money in the bank, so I must be making money. Well, yeah. What about your accounts receivables? What about your, all these other things that you don't know? You just can't base it on how much money is in the bank or not.
You
have to know the numbers.
You have to know the numbers. The banks only, let me dispel that really quick. Your bank account only tells you what you have at that given moment that you look at it.
Right.
It doesn't tell you what's about to come out 15 minutes from there. It doesn't show you what's about to be deposited in 20 minutes from there. It doesn't. So your bank statement is not where you're supposed to be managing your numbers. Now, I do believe you're supposed to check your bank account daily. Now, that's different. Check the coins, Robert. They got to. But the issue is that you need to know the core business numbers.
But you know what also applies today? It's a lot easier now, too, with these apps. And that made my banking life so much easier now. I can check my bank account while I'm sitting here on the show. In the old days, you had to call somebody. Mm-hmm. You got to do it. I mean, it took like a half hour just to know how much money you have in the bank. That's not an excuse anymore.
You know what, Robert? They're making everything easier. So that actually just shows you what is becoming much more complicated, the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know the numbers, now, if you're getting a grip of everything now, when things become much more complicated for your counterparts, your competition and everything else, you will be ahead of the pack because you know your numbers now and you're going to know them when you need them most in about 6 to 8 months to a year from now.
Hey, man. Girl, you got you on the pulpit today.
Look, bro, you know I get excited. I don't know what it is. I can talk about anything else, but this Nova stuff, I just get so hyped. So, no, Robert, if all of our listeners right now will just bog down and either call me or something and get these three core numbers or try to figure them out yourself, you will end up realizing that you've put yourself in a bad situation. You'll probably realize that your overhead is about 20% higher than what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to understand that you have clients that haven't been paying you on time.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to understand that you don't even have enough revenue to even cover what your actual expenditures are achieve the results that you want in your business. So I think that this is the time, especially when they're saying, oh, it's a recession coming and all of that stuff. And it is coming, guys. It's time that you prepare now so you can have the numbers when things are popping to bench off when things are slowing down so you can use that data to dominate your industries. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. Like me and my team meet every Monday, Robert, and I'm going hardcore on the numbers, like literally hardcore, tweaking everything, making adjustments. Yeah.
Well, it's like it's almost like the stock market when you buy when the stocks, some of the biggest companies, they get most of their money and their profits when the stock market when it drops because they know their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They have watched trends. They know it's going to come back. And so the little folks out here who kind of just don't know numbers, they jump in when the market's high.
Mm-hmm. At a high price, just like you just told them, don't go buy that. Don't get that office space. But if they know their numbers, they'll know that the office space is not economical as well.
Yeah. So knowing those numbers, that is so important. Now, Falasha Day, let people know again, they need to hear this and hear it again, how they can reach you.
Well, first off, Robert, I want to tell them to join my challenge.
Ooh.
Like, the challenge is it's a 15-day live challenge where I'm actually taking them through knowing their numbers from mindset, because I have to adjust their mindset first, Robert, to organization, because we need it organized first, then to knowing your profitability analysis, knowing your break even, just everything for 15 days. So I would like to them, don't call me, just go to the website and join the challenge. It's bit.ly/knowyournumberschallenge. And my guarantee out of this is that you will know more once you finish that challenge than you've ever done in your lifetime of your business, because you will be in control over your numbers. You'll know what's going in, going out, what's profitable, what's not, what you have, what you don't. Like, I'm giving a juice, Robert, in the challenge.
Wow, challenge. I like that. So, folks, go to, I want you to send me that also. I'm going to put that on the website so we can put that out there and share it with social media. But I want you to take that challenge, folks. You, let me tell you something. One of the reasons this show has so many different objectives, one of those reasons is not to get you to, is only not only to get you to start a business, but we're trying to keep you from losing the business that you have. Some folks have done well, but if you don't understand things like the industry life cycle and you feel like, well, you can ride that past success off into the sunset, well, you can really ride into the grave, because things have changed. But people that know their numbers and study trends and understand cycles don't get so caught up in the emotion of business. You have a good week, you have a good month, and you're out popping the champagne and spiking the ball. But if you know your numbers, you understand that this could be a cycle, this could be a dip, this could be a high, this could be a low.
Yes.
But you have to know those numbers.
And you will be prepared, Robert.
That's exactly right. That's
preparation meets opportunity. And if you want the opportunity to be one of the companies that stand strong when the recession hit, then this is your time to prepare.
All right, folks. You heard it right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Thank you for a lot today hanging around. Folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood. I have in the studio today with me, Miss Falasha Day. We're talking about the numbers. We're talking about, let me tell you what we're going to talk about next. We're going to talk about, are your views, political or otherwise, hurting your chances for success? Now, I know some people, I might step on a toe or two, and I don't want you to look at this as a political opinion one way or the other, because it doesn't matter what your political stripe is, with who you for, who you against, but you have to put some weight on some of the things you say and some of the things you do, and weigh whether it's going to help or hurt your business. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Also, I want you to think about our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites, Miss Bernadette Clay. She's out there right now shaking things up. Now, you're talking about a young lady who knows her numbers. They have three locations. Now, talking about numbers, they have their third location in College Park. They have a location in National Harbor, and they have their flagship location in Largo, Maryland, right over near the stadium. Now, I've had the pleasure of working with them really since the beginning of this show. They have been one of our sponsors. They understand the value of marketing. They understand accounting. And there's an old saying, Falasha Day, if you want to be successful, do what successful people do.
What, Robert? Yes.
I know Bernadette knows her numbers. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't open that. She wouldn't have not have opened that third location if she hadn't noticed her numbers and noted the first two, that there's a trend here.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see her fourth location open up.
Exactly. Tell her to do Baltimore this time, because I'm having a hard time getting my Baltimore location up. I'm serious. I went on her site several times. Like, did she open one yet?
She has a customer in waiting in you.
Yeah. No, seriously, Robert.
All right, folks. So anyway, if you're looking for a place to hang your business hat, somebody to answer your phone, somebody to receive your mail, if you need a place to meet your clients, meeting room, they can seat from 7 to 75. So call them at 301-322-1700 or go to BLE Suites. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm in the studio with Falasha Day. We're dedicating this show to Jada Marie. And when I come back, you definitely want to hear this section. We're talking about, what about those beliefs you have? Are they hurting you? Are they chasing folks away? Marketing Pulpit, we're going to be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Good morning, it's WOL Traffic Update, sponsored by KFC. Around the Beltway, the Inner Loop, near Pennsylvania Avenue, before construction in the left lane delays down from 202, Outer Loop, After Allentown Road, it was road work in the left lane. Delays up from Branch Avenue. 295 southbound is still Benning Road to Pennsylvania Avenue. Northbound 295 is heaviest now from NRL up to Malcolm X Avenue. KFC's $20 Phillips will feed a family of four with 8 pieces of delicious fried chicken, 2 sides of taters, and gravy, coleslaw, and 4 flaky biscuits for just $20. KFC is finger-licking good. Now your WOL weather forecast sponsored by Subway for today. Mostly sunny, high around 90. Clear overnight down to 66 for a low. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun and a high near 87. Subway now delivers your favorite sub or signature wrap straight to your door with Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, or Postmates. Delivery available in selected areas. See subway.com/delivers for details. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, I'm over here checking my numbers. I'm checking them twice. Sound like Santa Claus. Know who's been naughty or nice? You have to check numbers and everything. You know that for a lot today. You have to know your numbers when it comes to your body. You know, you need to know your BMI. You need to know your what's that, blood pressure, the HDL, the, all that good stuff. That just shows you, you got to know numbers. If you don't know numbers, you're just operating in the blind. Something that could have been prevented.
Mm-hmm.
Something that could have been enhanced. You're just missing opportunity. So that's a great segment. Thank you for sharing that with our listening audience. A couple of things that are happening in the news is what got me onto this kick. Next kick I'm about to get on. There's a guy over in on Fox News called Tucker Carlson. And we've had this tragedy in the last week. We had 2 mass shootings, one in Dayton, another in El Paso, Texas. And, of course, I think one of the overriding themes was it that this we have a problem of white supremacy and terrorism, white home domestic terrorism in this country. And so Tucker Carlson goes on this air and he says it's a hoax and there's no problem there. It's all made up. Well, what Tucker did not know, he should have waited for me to have this show and he should have been on the front row. Is that when you start voicing your opinions, it can have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
We had another case where Mr. Joe Quinn, the guy, he's the brother of the political candidate, Castro. He tweeted out the names of Trump supporters in his congressional district.
Wow.
Now, some of the people, they thought they were operating in the dark, that they had privacy on their parts, so they felt like they can go in, you know, donate all this money to Trump and nobody would find out about it. So what happened, this congressperson tweeted out all their names, and of course they just having a fit. But if you don't believe in it, I mean, maybe there's a problem there. You should be proud of what you should be prepared to stand by your beliefs, or you need to keep them to yourself. Now, there was we talked about earlier about Equinox and the Soul Cycle, and Stephen Ross, he's giving a campaign party fundraiser to Trump in the Hamptons. And, of course, the celebrities are dropping that fitness center right and left. Now, all of this has a common theme, that we all have our beliefs. There's nothing wrong with that. I have mine. I'm sure Philosophy mm-hmm. has some beliefs. Yep. Everybody in the world has a belief. But when you are a business owner, we have to weigh the consequences of those beliefs. Now, let's start by saying this. There's a thing called business reputation. And in the old days, really protecting your business reputation, the threshold was really pretty low. Longer you weren't selling people fried rats or you weren't selling people cars that had been underwater, longer you didn't do those kind of things, you were usually pretty mm-hmm. safe. And nobody found out about it. But now in this politically charged environment in which we operate now, we have to consider things like how do our beliefs affect our stakeholders? Mm-hmm. And if those beliefs are extreme, and if they are extreme, are they going to help or hurt us? Now, let's back up for a minute, because most people, we have these certain held beliefs, and we say, well, look, my customers love my beliefs. All of my customers are right there with me. Rah, rah, rah. We all in this together. But what you're failing to take into account is that to be successful in business, you have to look beyond this one stakeholder and consider all of the others. We're talking about your suppliers. We're talking about your vendors. We're talking about your employers. We're talking about your contractors. We're talking about funders. We're talking about partners. We're talking about the government. We're talking about the community. We're talking about volunteers. So I've said this when I've in many of my talks. As a matter of fact, I've done several classes on stakeholder relationships. But you have to look beyond that first layer. Yes, your customers may be pushing you to these views and supporting you, but how is these other stakeholders perceiving them? And this is what happened in the case of Tucker Carlson. Of course, the Dito heads that listened to him, they were just saying, oh, yeah, we believe in what you're saying. Yes, yes, yes. White supremacy is a hoax. We love Trump. And this is not a political speech, by the way. I'm just telling you the consequences of sometimes what you can of your beliefs. But what he did not take into consideration were the other stakeholders, which included advertisers. Advertisers are jumping ship. Mm. Okay? So when you start thinking about your reputation, you of course you're looking at things like your company values, your products and services you offer, the types of services, the people you employ. But you have to also think about things like the advertisers and the organizations that you may join or support. Now, like I said before, it's hard enough to get customers, even in the best of times. But in these times, particularly, it's precarious for a small business. One, you can tick off one person and you could be out of business literally tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I shut people down if they give me a bad review. I shut it down. I had one client, I did him good, Rob, for so many years. He screwed up, not me. I laid him in. Amen. So you have to kind of, you know, bite back and be honest if you didn't drop the ball because of that.
You're right, Felicia. You're exactly right. So you have to be, you have to keep an eye on this. Now, let's talk about this for a minute. There are some fundamental things. These are the easy things that you can do to protect your management. First of all, look like a business.
We talked about
BLE. We talked about look like a business. Act like a business.
Email address, everything. You're right, Robert.
Be a business. Mm-hmm. The other thing you can do is to be consistent. Now, I'm talking about some of the foundational things that we can do before we get to the hard stuff I'm going to talk about next. First of all, act with integrity. I think the doctors, it's a Latin term, primum non sequitur. It's called first do no harm. Think about this. If you wouldn't use it yourself, don't be selling it.
Right.
If you think it's going to hurt you, don't give it to other people. That's called integrity. Another thing you want to do is get involved in the community that you're involved in. Get involved. Join the organizations. Help the kids. Support the causes of the community. These are the easy things that you can do. That you can do that are foundational, so when you start getting to these more controversial or things that you're not sure about, if you want to have you get the basics covered, some of these other things can kind of be smoothed over. And also you want to be likable. Do good things. Smile, shake hands, support causes, help the community. These are foundational things that you can do to help your reputation. Now it gets to a little trickier parts. Weigh the pros and cons of your views. Mm. Now, what's extreme is subjective. I mean, what might be extreme to me may not be extreme to philosophy and the other way around. So if you're not sure and you're trying to grow this business, you might just go down the middle of the road. Now, I don't want you to misinterpret this. I am not telling anybody, and I don't want you to misinterpret this one bit. I'm not telling anybody to not stand for and stand up for and fight for what you believe in. But everybody doesn't have to know everything about you.
They shouldn't, Robert, especially if you're the CEO. Like, you should be one of the most private individuals of your organization because those views can impact the company.
Hold something back.
Yeah.
They don't have to know everything.
Stop snitching on yourself.
And I'll tell you, let me give you an example. There's a guy named Robert Smith. This guy just paid the student loans of the whole graduating class of Morehouse College. Until he did that, I hardly even knew who the guy was. This is a guy that held it close to his chest. But based on his action, now we know where he stands. He is all about helping his community.
And being ridiculed because he has a white wife. Like, literally, like now.
See?
Yeah, you know.
So So you have to weigh these things. Your views on things like race, religion, sexual orientation, politics, you don't have to necessarily put them out all on Front Street. But if you do, be prepared to deal with the consequences, good or bad. Now, here's another one which could be equally controversial. Who are you aligning yourself with? Now, this is what happened to Carson and some of the other folks that have found themselves in hot water this week. We had the case of the people in where the congressperson outed them. Are you aligning yourself with people who are controversial? You don't have to have everybody on your homepage of your website, particularly if they're out here just acting the fool. Even if you support them, you have to weigh the cost of these, how it's going to affect these other stakeholders that you have to deal with. You got loans out here applying for. You're trying to get government contracts. You're trying to do this and that. Everybody does not have to know how you feel about everything. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, keep something close to your chest. Go out here and support the things you believe in. Support them. You can do it anonymously if you have to. It's more about the end than the mean. Now, some people just like to be stand up and be heard and be seen. That can backfire. That can hurt against you. That can work against you. So in closing, wrapping this up, this is what I want you to do. Keep your purpose in mind. Look at Robert Smith. It was more important to him to help those kids than to be on the front page. Mm-hmm. Know the difference between the means and the end. And if you really want to stick it to folks, if you really got folks out here you want to make a case for, you want to make a statement, the best thing you can do to stick a finger in their ear is to succeed beyond expectations.
Wow.
That'll show them. If you want to get them, go out here and succeed. Make that money. Provide that good service. And when it comes to these views, hey, look. I have my own views, and I've made many of my views known on this show. Maybe help me, maybe not. But there's a lot that I do that I don't talk about because I'm more about the end than the means. Folks, that's the Marketing Pulpit. I thank you for joining me today. Thank you, Falachide.
Robert, thank you for having me. Great closeout. That was perfect.
Thank you very much. Folks, you can also share this show. You can also go to Facebook Live. You can also go to MarketingPulpit.com. We have it on the website. And we'll be grateful if you share this information with others. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing, do it at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Good morning, folks. I'm Earl Kirk. Here's the latest from News1.com, brought to you by LifeLock with Norton.
LifeLock with Norton Security is the identity theft protection and device security you need against cyber threats in today's connected world. Join at LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off your first year.
Walmart is directing its stores to remove...